Page 77. C. Going abroad. Have you ever thought of going abroad on exchange for 1 year? What is it like to live in a host family? How would you cope with going to a new school, learning a new language, and making new friends? Anya and Iril are Norwegian exchange students in the USA. Read on to find out about their experiences in California.
I decided January last year that I wanted to go on exchange this year. That was quite late, because the application process takes a few months and most students apply in the fall the year before they're going. I was so anxious to find out where in the US I was going, and it was such a relief to get the name and address of my new family. My host family is so nice. I have two sisters of 16 and 19, a mum and a dad. They are super fun and kind, and I do feel part of the family.
I ended up going on exchange because one of my teachers in Norway had been an exchange student. So she gave me the idea back in 10th grade. I talked to my dad about it, and he said go. My mom didn't want me to go at first, but I talked her into it. I applied and went through the paper process, including an interview. Then I just had to sit back and wait to hear where in the USA I was going. 1 week before my departure date, the office rang and said they had found a family for me. My new family called me. It was so exciting, and I cried because I was so happy. My family is so nice, and they are just the perfect family for me.
It does happen occasionally that exchange students need to change host family. Sometimes things just don't work out. So far, it doesn't seem likely that either of us will change families, though.
High school.
I'm a senior in high school, and it's a lot of fun. A major difference from the Norwegian school system is that I can choose the courses I want to take. So this semester I'm taking World History, Anatomy, Photography, Algebra 2, and Economics and Government. It was hard to choose courses because they offer nearly everything here, and I wanted to study a lot of different subjects. For instance, they have 10 different courses in English, and in history I could choose between courses in world history, European history, and US history. In math, there was a choice of 7 different types of math courses. My teachers are really good. If you have any problems, they help you, even after class. Some classes are quite big, up to 40 students, but I still feel the teachers are able to help everyone. There is a lot of homework, especially in math. Every day we need to solve about 10 problems. They are quite easy, and I guess it's a good way of getting a lot of training. Anyway, you get used to all the homework.
I am also a senior in high school this year. I'm into art, so I have chosen a couple of art classes this semester, such as fashion design and painting, in addition to courses in history, English, and math. I could have picked classes in drawing and painting, as well as ceramics and graphic design. This was absolute heaven, as back home there are so few choices compared to here. If you haven't done drawing or painting before, you can start out with a beginner's class, as they offer different levels of classes in each subject. Next semester, I'll do some other art courses, and I guess I'll major in the arts. Some courses run the whole year, others run one semester or half a semester.
Teenage life.
There's always so much going on. Often we hang out with a big crowd in our favorite fast food restaurant. We talk, eat burgers, and have fun. There are also many dances, the prom being the most important. The girls wear long dresses and the boys dress up in tuxedos. Usually, a boy has to ask a girl to go to the prom with him. Everyone is nervous weeks before the prom, because they're hoping to go with their favorite girl or boy to the prom, of course. Will he ask her or not? That's the big question. And will she accept? Things have changed a bit, however, and nowadays a lot of people prefer to go to the prom with a group of friends instead. In our high school, we have a dance called Torps, and here the girls ask the boys for a date that evening. It's all about asking the boys in the most creative way. Some girls bake cookies and write the invitation on the cookie. We're going with a big group of girls, and the boys are coming over to take photos, and after that, we all go to the dance.
Sport is a big thing here. When there is a football match, we watch the game and cheer for our school team, and that's loads of fun. We even go to other cities and watch the games. The Almond Ball is the game between our high school and the other rival high school in town. We dress up in the school colors, red and gold, and watch the game. This year we won, and everybody got so excited. They ran into the field and congratulated all the players on the team and took a lot of photos.
Cultural differences.
All in all, I don't think there is such a big difference between Norwegian and American teenagers, really. We hang out at the burger joint or watch movies, go to birthday parties, go to the lake and swim, or to the theatre and do a lot of the same things as back home. But I think teenagers are better at doing more fun stuff here. We're never bored. We always go out and do something. In Norway, girls hang out with girls and boys with boys. Here, both boys and girls hang out together. Like this fall, when we had a pumpkin carving party, and on Halloween we went trick-or-treat in a big group. It was a riot.
Americans are very nice and really friendly. In the stores, they take time to talk to you and ask where you're from and so on. In the beginning, I was a bit confused as people kept saying, "Have a good one." It took some time until I learned it's another way of saying, "Have a nice day." In general, people are far more polite than back home. Here people say, "Excuse me" or "Pardon me," even if there's only the slightest risk of bumping into you. I'm getting used to this. And I think it's nice when people are polite and excuse themselves. It's a way of showing respect.
Changing perspectives.
I feel I've learned so much by being here. By taking this step and saying yes to spending a year abroad, and by speaking English with my family, with my new friends, and in school, it has all given me a lot more self-confidence. I have matured since I came here. Seeing my home country from the outside and with American eyes has given me a different perspective on life. I see how small Norway is compared to the rest of the world. I was a bit worried about being homesick, but I haven't been homesick so far. It's probably because I've been so busy. I keep in touch with my family and friends back home every week by email or chat. In addition, I Skype and occasionally call people back home.
I agree. Going abroad for 1 year is the best decision I've made so far. When I finally decided to go, I was very determined that this was going to be a unique and special experience in my life. So far, I've not been disappointed, but rather the contrary. I learn new things every day about myself, about the US and about my home country. I can't say that I've been truly homesick yet, but I often think of family and friends back home, and it helps to know that I'll see them again in 7 months. I Skype with my family back home every weekend, more or less. I update people back home on what I'm doing. I blog and take photos. The time difference is kind of annoying at times. When I want to share some things that have happened, I have to wait for Norway to wake up first. No matter what, it's a great experience being an exchange student.
I agree. This is awesome, and I wouldn't miss it for anything in the world.